In this week's Parsha, Parsha to Kedoshim, the Torah tells us, instructs us in various halachos and mitzvos, which have to do with interpersonal relationships. Parakitas, Pasuk Kidchas, the Torah tells us, Losikam, Lositor, Esmeyamecha, Vihatulik, Chamocha, Niyasham. Torah instructs us in three mitzvos in this Pasuk, Losikam, Lositor, one should not take revenge, and one should not hold a grudge, and the mitzvah, Vihatulik, Chamocha. The mitzvah of Losikam, Lositor is explained by Rashi on the spot. Is dealing with an individual who was experienced a certain amount of injustice done upon him by his friend or by his neighbor, and he's not allowed to respond in kind. And Rashi explains, imagine that there's Shimon asked of his friend Reuven to borrow a hammer, and Reuven is not interested, and he does not give Shimon the hammer that he requests. And if on the next day Reuven comes and asks from Shimon, now by asking him for a shovel, Shimon is not allowed to respond, well, I'm not going to lend you the shovel, Reuven, because you were not interested in lending me a hammer. That would be a violation of Losikom about taking revenge. And similarly, even if Shimon is inclined to lend the shovel, despite the fact that he didn't receive the hammer from Reuven, Rashi explains, he's not allowed to respond and say, listen, Reuven, I'm not like you. I lend out my things, and despite the fact that you didn't lend me the hammer which I requested, I'm going to lend you my shovel. That would be a violation of holding a grudge of Lositor. Why is what's so problematic that the Torah has to explain to give a specific lavim and mitzvahs in the Torah that one's not to violate Losikom and Lositor? On a simple understanding, and there's indication this may be true from the end of the Pasuk, and the Chizkuni and many Mepharshim seem to be going in this direction, that it's just one needs to be more mature when it comes to dealing with interpersonal relationships. That despite the fact that if a person was felt that they were wronged, and for whatever the reason was, that they were unjustly denied the ability to borrow something from their friend, they need to be a bigger person and overcome that, and as like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be Mavril Midosav, and not return that favor in kind by being not nice to their neighbor. The fact that one person is not nice to you doesn't mean that you have to be not nice to that individual. And that seems to be a simple understanding, and that's why the end of the pasuk is V'hatalecha Kamocha. However, the Sefer HaChinuch gives a much more philosophically ambitious reason as to the mitzvah of Nekama, Losikam Lositor. And the Sefer HaChinuch explains something quite helpful and useful in terms of dealing with our perspective when things happen to us which are not super pleasant. Sefer HaChinuch explains that if a person felt a certain amount of pain, a person was experiencing a certain amount of suffering, even on the smallest level of not being able to borrow a shovel from a friend, says the Sefer HaChinuch, that pain or injustice that you may have felt is not stemming from your friend's lack of graciousness or his friend's lack of interest in being friendly and allowing you to borrow his hammer. Rather, anything which bad which happens to an individual and a person experiences can only happen to that individual if HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates that that would be the plan. And therefore, when a person experiences this denial of the object in which he's requesting, and therefore experiences that pain, he must realize that that only happened to them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gozer, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that this person needed some type of kapara. And therefore, it would make no sense to take revenge, because the revenge that you're taking upon your friend is misplaced. It's your friend is not the cause of the pain and suffering. Rather, it was your misdeeds that allowed this pain and suffering to occur, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded and was gozer that you need to experience that type of cleansing in order for an individual to achieve a certain amount of kapara. Therefore, that is the deeper philosophical understanding of Losikam and Lositor. And therefore, it's not just about being a bigger individual, but it's also about understanding that things which happen in our lives happen because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to send us a message. And therefore, as opposed to being embroiled and getting involved in an interpersonal dispute amongst two friends and two individuals, it is more important to recognize when a person experiences pain or suffering, and even to the smallest degree, where they're denied services by requesting to borrow a shovel from a friend, that pain and suffering is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's an opportunity for self-introspection and tshuva. And if we take this perspective, then we'll be able to not only understand at a deeper level what Bosikam and Bositor is all about, and understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a driving force, and therefore it would be not useful to take revenge or hold a grudge, but more importantly, we'll be able to understand that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us those messages, we'll have the proper response by engaging the proper introduction and by achieving the full tshuva, which is necessary to rid ourselves of that suffering. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.